Hello and welcome to the ADHD Mum's Quick Reset. You know that feeling where your jaw's tight, your chest is buzzing, and even in the silence, your brain seems to be scanning for something to go wrong? That's not just stress. That's not overthinking. That's your nervous system stuck in hypervigilance, a state that your body may have learned to live in, because safety may not have been guaranteed. But if your body has been trained to be hypervigilant, it can also be untrained, and that can start today. So many neurodivergent women think that they are just anxious, but anxiety usually has a reason. Hypervigilance doesn't need a reason because your body doesn't believe you're safe even if nothing is happening. This can look like sitting down to rest but then feeling guilty, or if things are peaceful or quiet for a moment, it makes you feel suspicious and on edge. It could be being praised for handling everything, but yet inside you feel like you're falling apart. Have you just been bracing for the next crisis for so long, you're just living that way? So what is going on with this? Why do we do it? Now, if your body is constantly scanning for threat, not consciously, but automatically, it listens for tone, facial expressions, and silence that something might feel off. If there is a signal of danger, your body can get ready to protect you. But that's not anxiety, that's actually neuroception. And if you've spent a lifetime performing, people-pleasing, or parenting through mayhem and serious safety concerns about your children, then your nervous system may have never really stood down. If you've experienced trauma as a child, you can often trade authenticity for attachment. And what that means is that you can learn to be whatever makes things safer, calmer, and less confrontational for yourself. You may have learned to do these things to feel attached and safe to an adult. But as an adult, you may be still scanning, still smoothing, still on. But that is actually not anxiety. That's like a hyper-adapted survival mode. Now, if you haven't experienced trauma as a child, you don't actually need overt trauma for this to still happen. You still could be living in hypervigilance. It could be about the quieter conditioning that happens when you are too much for the other people around you, too sensitive, too emotional, too intense, too talkative. You may have received all of these messages when you were younger, as so many of us late diagnosed women do. So you may have then people-pleased to get that sense of attachment. You could adapt, you become agreeable, pleasant, capable. You mask, not just socially, but emotionally. You may pretend that things are fine, but they're not. You could smooth over tension, minimize your needs, and then be rewarded for it because you're so mature, so easygoing. But now as an adult, you may still be performing with the same emotional labor, scanning the room, bracing for upset, monitoring the moods of everyone around you before your own. That's high-functioning hypervigilance, a nervous system wired to preempt disruption before it arrives. But that doesn't mean you're broken. It just means that you're surviving in a world that really didn't give you that space to be real. And let's be honest, we know here that when we're parenting neurodiverse children, sometimes that hypervigilance is absolutely there. If you have children that climb onto high surfaces, trees, disappear, run away, run through the car park, actively do those things that are dangerous because they're impulsive, you may be really even more hypervigilant than ever before. Even if everything is calm, you may just be bracing for the next huge fight or near-death experience for your child that you're just so desperately trying to keep alive. There have been so many times where I've walked around my house and I'm so grateful and lucky that I work from home. And it's quiet. Nothing is happening. My phone's not ringing. I have work to do, but it's calm and peaceful. But yet, my heart is still racing. I'm checking my email for something that I've missed. I'm waiting for my phone to ring with a child that needs to be picked up. I'm frantically checking my email as if I have a debt collector for some kind of emergency or panic that's coming. I don't know if you've watched The Walking Dead, but I've spoken to my husband about how that feels. I feel like The Walking Dead is coming, but yet there's nothing around me to indicate that. There may not be anything specific I'm anxious about or worried about, but I'm hypervigilant because I'm convinced that something's about to happen and I am on high alert a lot of the time with no real off switch. So what can we do? If this is you, I want to talk about three tangible shifts that you can start today. Number one, activate safety physically. It can be too much to mentally just think yourself into safety and calming down. One of the best ways to start is to show your body that you're safe. And these are those things that we talk about that come across as, I think, boring, but actually really work. These are nervous system hacks, like, for example, getting into your body, singing out loud, inhaling in, exhaling out, squeezing yourself, squeezing a pet. I like to pat my dog over and over again. I like to pace or dance. For you, you may find that calming down involves movement. It might mean folding the washing by listening to music and singing. It might be a way of resetting in motion, and that's okay. If you don't feel that you are one of those people that can meditate or sit and breathe, you may need to add movement to actually decompress. Number two, you need to interrupt it when it happens. So there are times in my day where I feel like the walking dead is going to arrive. I actually feel panic. And I say to myself in those moments, what am I bracing against right now? You don't have to fix it. You just have to notice and name it to start to realize it and reset it. When you feel the panic coming, however that looks for you, or you're bracing yourself, actually ask myself, what am I bracing against? By naming it, you will start to interrupt it. Number three, build a moment of safety into your day. Now, this doesn't have to be a bubble bath for hours or a deep spiritual overhaul, but it could just be a moment. And it may be even just after drop-off or before pick-up, where you sit in the car and you can start to teach your nervous system, this is what not bracing feels like. This is what relaxing looks like. And it may only be for 20 seconds. It could be that you stand under a tree, you feel the sun on your face for a moment. You may look at the trees and stop for just a second. You may finish your coffee before it gets cold. Build in a moment. Maybe it's when you put moisturizer on your face after a shower. You take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This doesn't have to be you building a week's meditation retreat into your mind or hours of time off. This is small moments to build the muscle. And the muscle is of peace and that I am okay, I am safe. Now, we weren't born to brace for impact. That shouldn't be what motherhood is. However, a lot of us feel that way. You've learned that to stay safe, to be accepted, to stay in control. And a lot of us talk about that as anxiety, but it's actually more than that. So what can we do now? We need to learn to unlearn it. We have learned it from somewhere and we can unlearn it. And the way that we do that is to finally be safe enough to exist without constantly scanning the room. And that is how change starts. Not with a breakdown, not with a whole week's retreat, not with hours off, but with one small moment where your body gets to believe, I am safe. I can soften. And when you do that enough times, like building a muscle at the gym, you don't just start feeling a bit better, you start living differently. That's your quick reset and that's how you've started. If you are one of those people that walks around and finds more and more and more things to do because we're so concerned that if we just stop moving, stop being productive for a moment, everything will pile up on us like an avalanche, this is a great first step to sitting down and relaxing. So this is your quick reset for this week and you've already started. You didn't just listen, you interrupted the pattern. Your body has not felt safe enough to switch off, and that's okay. Today is the first step. Let it switch off, even for 30 seconds, because regulation isn't the reward for surviving the day. It is your basic right. You don't need to push harder, but you do need to feel safer. You don't have to earn your rest. You don't have to perform to be worthy. You're allowed to be a work in progress and still be powerful. You're doing better than you think, and I'll be right here next time you need a reset. Have a great week.